freedom from performance identity. Does what you do define who you are? Discover why human identity is a fixed, stable reality designed by God, and why behavior is just the echo, not the anchor. Identity produces behavior. Identity can't be defined by what you do. It's the other way around. What you do flows out of who you are. Identity causes behavior. Behavior does not cause identity. If identity were defined by what we do, we would be doomed to live in a perpetual shifting definition. Today, I act with love. I'm a loving person. My identity is love. Tomorrow, I act with bitter rage. I'm a hateful person. My identity is hate. Identity means something is stable and unchanging. It's how you identify someone. If that changed all the time, it would be impossible to know who anyone is. Without some pattern, some consistency, trust would be foolish. Trust is the foundation of relationship. So we can also say that identity is the foundation of relationship. God says our Christian identity is based in Him. But everyone has, or has had, a corrupt identity, one based in sin. Without Christ, a person's identity is a slave to sin. With Christ, believers are slaves to righteousness. Identity is a stated fact, a predetermined definition. Behavior helps reveal identity. Behavior and identity are correlated. What you do provides clues about who you are. But you are always more than what you do. In the case of a mistake, one moment in life doesn't have the power to immortalize you. Behavior is one moment in time, a snapshot. Behavior can change. What you do helps you discover your identity, but it doesn't create or define your identity. At the moment you came into existence, you had your identity. It serves as a map like your DNA. Life experiences are like sonar waves going out to detect your identity. Your daily actions are the returning echoes. They simply reveal what is already there. Sometimes those experiences contain distortions which convey the wrong impression of who you are. Your self-image is your best estimate of who you are. Your self-image is a limited, distorted version of your true identity. You limp along in life to the degree you don't know your true identity. You can't know yourself completely, at least not in this life. You can change your self-image to move into alignment with your identity, but your identity is fixed and unchanging for all time. That should be reassuring. You're not aiming at a moving target. Your life experiences are never wasted. They have helped you to become more aware of who you are. God as Creator defines identity. Your identity is defined by your Creator. If you want to know who you are, you need to ask God. So in this sense, who you are is somewhat of a mystery. Only God knows your complete identity. Some people try to wrest control of their identity from their Creator. I'll define myself my own way, apart from God. I'll manipulate my physical appearance, my body, and maybe even my DNA. But this is only a superficial change compared to the identity God created for you. You can observe your identity by looking at how you react to life experiences. You can also define it based on the truth found in the Bible. For example, made in God's image. You are similar to God, but different. Like women are similar to men, but different. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. An intentional spiritual being. God formed you with absolute purpose. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Created for impact. God designed you to accomplish great things, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And there are many other defining statements in the Bible. Some of the definitions apply to everyone. Everyone is made in God's image. And some apply only to those who have become believers in Jesus Christ. Christians have a renewed spiritual connection with God and experience His love in a more intimate way. See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Believers are new creations in Christ because He provides us spiritual life and intimate relationship. God is continuing to fashion us into who He wants us to be. God might add what is missing as we mature, but the core architecture of our identity does not change. The following attributes don't change by becoming a believer. When you start to notice the patterns in these, you will have a stronger sense of your identity. Physical appearance, skills, abilities, talents, sex, male or female, cognitive and emotional patterns and preferences, personality patterns, likes and dislikes. You are unique. No one else has the same combination of abilities and perspective on life. You see God in a way that others need to understand. Your voice and contributions are needed. Otherwise, God wouldn't have bothered to create you. You are significant. As you seek your identity, remember that you aren't self-sustaining. You can't keep yourself alive forever. You are defined by your context. God is where you came from, and if you're a believer, God is where you will return. You have a distorted self-image. You need to look beyond yourself to find your identity. How are you doing with discovering your true identity? What struggles or obstacles are preventing you from realizing all God made you to be? Learn more about this and other topics relevant to Christian healing and growth at ChristianConcepts.com.